Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice, 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We've got a big show for you today, and we're going to kick the whole thing off with Bob's Movie Club. Did Vinny do his homework? Bob's Movie Club. I thought about this all day. I'm like, I don't think he's going to get time to do it.
Oh, I did it.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I did it. Absolutely.
You know what?
I know you don't. You
good
don't
you.
Look at Instagram at all, but I did post a picture of me watching it.
Oh.
Kind of.
Proofs
whatever.
In the Instagram.
Yeah. But yeah, I watched it. I'm going to tell you something. This, whether or not this, you know, bit continues, maybe Bob at some point says, I don't love movies anymore. Yeah. Who knows?
I've watched them all. I'm done with it.
Yeah. But I've gotten to see some great movies that I didn't watch. Mm. And that includes quite Pacific Heights. Never saw it.
Mm-hmm. Lost Boys.
Lost Boys. Never saw it. Sneakers. Never saw it.
Yeah.
And it's all over this place. There are spots where there's, oh, I worked right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I drive by that spot daily.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really fun. I liked it.
Yeah. It is.
I shouldn't say that. I don't know what I feel like yet. You'll
right.
know
well,
later.
You'll find
it's
out.
6 o'clock.
You'll
yes.
find out shortly.
Safe, safe.
When we actually talk about it.
No, I had to pause because my kid, it was one of those days where my wife was gone all day. So she had to manage the drop off to school.
Yes.
The pickup from school with one of Isla's friends to get her to her drama, like one of those. And then I got the call that she needed some dinner. And so Edie and I made dinner and brought it to the drama place.
She's starving to death over there.
And I go, all right, Edie, now listen, you're going to go in there. You're going to say, I am Edie Hassan. I am dropping off dinner for my sister, Isla Hassan. There is some glass in this bag, so please be careful with it. It's also labeled fragile with glass and her name. And then you give that to them and then you come back out here and we'll go home and we'll do whatever's next. She leaves and I'm sitting there.
Oh,
she
no.
comes back with the bag in her hand. She goes, can you come with me?
Aw. That's a lot to remember.
I just wanted to see how it was going to go. No, she did.
Yeah. And it can be very intimidating approaching a
Absolutely.
Stranger. And
So I went back in with her. And then we saw her sister. And you know, of course, I've got this thing about sister love. Like, come on. We brought you food. Hug your sister.
Hug your sister.
So we did all that stuff. But I did finish Sneakers before bedtime.
Mm.
And I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I've never seen?
What?
I've never seen Sidney Poitier in a movie.
Oh.
I've never seen River Phoenix in a movie. That is who that was, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I've never seen him in a movie, and I've never seen Robert Redford in a movie.
What? Does that mean you've never seen Stand By Me?
I have never seen Stand By Me.
Oh.
Oh my
you've
goodness.
Read the book. It's called
yes.
The Body.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Stephen King book.
Yeah.
A lot of good movies coming out of that Stephen King book situation.
So I was really stoked. I was thinking, oh, well, River, I mean, obviously, you know, gone
Tragic.
Too soon.
Right.
But good looking kid. Like, oh, that's what the fuss was about.
We'll get into it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
What
button
am I doing?
That,
where do I get off?
Save it for the
How
club.
Are you, Sarah? Tell us everything.
I'm great. Frankly, there's not that much to tell. I I sat down yesterday and watched all the Kimmel stuff, and then I watched a couple episodes of South Park. I don't think episode 5 was available to me yet, the one that aired last night. So, but I did read a review of it this morning, and it's sounds like they're up to their old tricks.
Oh.
Yeah. But we did that, and then John made these. John does these chicken breast sandwiches. He pounds out, he slices it thin and then pounds out the chicken breast. And he has this marinade, and it's like sort of vaguely Asian with, like, you know, it's sort of sweet. And and he cooks them up, and we chowed them on ciabatta bread. Like, it was just so good. It was a really fun day. I did some sewing. It was really nice.
Mm.
And it was raining for a lot of the day. Did it rain anyplace else?
The lightning and thunder overnight at my house
was. Oh, really?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
I don't think it rained overnight at my
house.
There's
video. I want to say it was Janelle. Let me look it up. But one of the... Janelle Wang is at NBC Bay Area. She used to be up here, but I follow her on Instagram. It may not have even been her because I looked so quick. What do they call that? Where the time lapse?
Oh, yes.
Lightning's like and thunder and just like going all night. Huh. It was something. I didn't sleep last night.
Oh.
And it was a couple things. I was too busy and I got all keyed up and it's not good for me. But
it happens.
Also the just rolling thunder, like really thunder, like you hear it and it didn't scare me. It's neat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it.
We don't get it enough here.
Yeah. I mean, it's so every single day on the yeah. East Coast and I don't know, the middle of the country too, I'm sure. But yeah, it's funny because my mom sends me sunset shots all the time.
Wow.
And it's just, you know, it's beautiful. She lives in Florida. There's palm trees in every picture. And it's those big, fat, cumulus thunderclouds. Yeah. That kind of look. We don't really get that here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
But it has been muggy. Yesterday, it rained. But I didn't hear any thunder or lightning. I didn't see any thunderheads.
Oh, wow. Really?
I didn't,
not, no. Not even on the drive in?
No. No, I drove in dried. Was it raining?
Wow. And lightning in the South Bay. Absolutely.
Did you get rain last night? Or,
No, not that I know of. I was asleep, though.
Huh.
We just got sprinkles here.
Yeah, that's what we mostly got.
If we got them at my house, we got them earlier because my car wasn't wet particularly and... Maybe I wouldn't have noticed that, but I didn't have to turn my windshield wipers on. That was for sure.
Sarah, I started Gen V last night.
Oh, so that is the spinoff of the show The Boys. Yes. Are those Amazon shows? What are those? Netflix shows?
Amazon.
Okay. So The Boys is great. It's super great. Like, actually, I don't even want to recommend it to anyone because I do think that some people will not be into it. It's very like cartoon gory, really over the top, pretty funny and crazy. And then they did this spinoff with like these little baby superheroes, college age superheroes. And I did. And I felt like you had to watch that first season of it.
Yeah.
So now tell me, season 2, thoughts.
So far, so good. They're like tying up a lot of loose ends because, you know, the one actor, the character's name is Andre. The actor died.
Oh.
So they have to like.
In real life?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they had to like work that into it somehow. But there is a great scene involving a keg of beer, butts, and drinking.
Oh, God.
And
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Is this in a hose?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, just regular old 16-year-old partying, you mean?
No, that sounds, if there's a butt involved, it sounds like in a hose.
Oh, yes. I never done that.
A beer bong.
No.
A beer bong enema.
Nobody's ever done that.
Nobody has. I'm gonna say nobody has.
Yeah, just coffee. No, but it's good so far. Start. Never mind. The first episode there is an appearance from somebody from the Voice.
Oh, great,
right away.
Good. I like the crossover stuff. Yeah. I love a good companion show. A little side story.
It was Janelle's Instagram if you want to look it up. But she did a time lapse of just the lightning, the thunder. Just it's all in the South Bay, hitting us hard.
It's constant. Look at that. That is just
wow.
Continuous.
So, yeah, I mean,
did we hear if anything lit on fire, or was there enough rain accompanying this?
I don't know. I haven't heard. No, we didn't hear that.
Okay.
At all.
It's been a weird week, you know.
So I'm listening for it too.
We kicked off Monday with an earthquake, and now we've got thunder and lightning, and the hottest day of the year.
This is the exact kind of storm that set off the CZU fire, which was the one that came to my house.
Oh boy.
The reason I was evacuated.
The one you could hear.
Yeah.
I remember you saying, "Were you mountain biking or something?" And you're like, "What's that sound?" And you're like, "Oh, it's the fire."
I actually had gone to check surf and had gone around the beach way and towards this spot called Waddell, where the lightning strike happened and the fire started. And I'm standing at the water's edge and it is all smoke. Somewhere I posted that picture. Maybe it's on my Instagram. I mean, it's smoke like you can't
breathe smoke.
Yeah, like heavy. And I thought, should I even be here? There were fire department people everywhere and they hadn't really been telling people to get the out yet.
Yeah.
But it was time to get the you know what out. Like
right.
There.
And you did. You wound up having to pack up as much of your house as you could. And
so you didn't surf that day?
I didn't.
You didn't try to sneak in for just a little bit?
And... If the surf had been really good, maybe. But, you know, it wasn't.
It's worth it, man.
It was time to get the heck out of there. The truth is the fire never got anywhere near me. But that's one of those things where they had to close off the exits and get people evacuated
in
advance.
It's a fire. It's a wildfire. Like you just don't know. And I'm sure they err on the side of caution.
It is one of those things though, from overhead, you can see where, I could make a run if it, you know, had chosen to make a run.
Right.
I mean, I don't think they choose, but you know what I mean? If the fire had nudged
that direction.
Right.
The wind changes.
Anyway. So let's all spend a second and think good thoughts. Let's hope nobody has to run for it today or anytime soon.
All right, we're going to do Bob's Movie Club here in a second. Let's get a song going. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Be right back.
What?
Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.